7 years ago, Germany sent troops abroad for the first time since the end of World War II. Most missions have been to stabilize crisis areas, but Germany recently published a vision for its military future, which calls for significant increases in the number of German soldiers outside the country's borders and a change in what those soldiers are allowed to do. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
One day after Germany published its first white paper on the military in 12 years, a scandal broke that added a new and uncomfortable element to the never-ending discussion here of the proper role of the German military abroad. The country's most popular newspaper, Bild, published front-page pictures showing German soldiers in Afghanistan posing with human skulls. Politicians and newspaper editorials declared shame and anger at this desecration. Nearly 3 weeks later, Defense Ministry spokesman Thomas Rabe said 5,000 soldiers had been questioned.
It is the opinion of the Defense Ministry that German soldiers have to behave themselves unimpeachably, especially abroad. And part of this is that one treats human remains with respect.
The same week of the skull scandal, Israeli fighter jets allegedly fired shots near a German Navy ship stationed off the coast of Lebanon, part of the UN peacekeeping force deployed there after fighting this summer. All these incidents have led to an increased uneasiness here about German troops abroad. Two polls taken in early November showed more than two-thirds of Germans want to cut back on the number of foreign military missions. But instead, Germany wants to provide more than twice as many troops as are now deployed and prepare them to potentially actively intervene in conflicts, not only the reconstruction and peacekeeping permitted now. Colonel Michael Knopp with Germany's Foreign Missions Operations Unit says it's a logical evolution.
The German army has been undergoing a total reconstruction since the end of the Cold War and reunification. By the end of this decade, we will have two categories of armed forces. First, the Rapid Reaction Intervention Forces, and then the Stabilization Groups.
Still, all German deployments abroad will only happen as part of a multinational effort, perhaps sometime down the line under European command. Recently, the head of one of Germany's major political parties, the Social Democrats, strongly backed the idea of a unified European Union military. Joachim Kraus of the Kiel Institute for Security says that could relieve particularly leftist German politicians who support a bigger role for the military despite a skeptical public.
We have very big difficulties in this country to tell the people, you know, this is why we need a new Bundeswehr, new armed forces, this is why we need more money, and then all the arguments against the militarization of foreign policy and so on. At the very moment you can refer defense policy to an upper level, to a European level, they get rid of all these debates.
Social Democratic Member of Parliament Rainer Arnold says that's nonsense. He says the point of a European Union military would be to increase efficiency and to promote Europe's political interests, not for German politicians to avoid responsibility.
The German Parliament would not give up the right to approve or veto a deployment of soldiers. That's part of our culture and part of our thinking about the military in Germany. For a possible future European army, I could only imagine that the European Parliament would at the end have the same rights. As you see, this idea is still a long way away.
Germany's most high-profile deployment right now is in Afghanistan, with around 3,000 troops. Stefan Schroeder was there this summer on a two-month rotation. He says his experience led him to question how much has been accomplished during the 5 years of this mission.
All the women I saw wore burqas. Then when you see a camel caravan in the desert, you feel like you're in a time machine. And then, of course, you wonder if people there do understand the concept of democracy, or what they think democracy is.
So far, German soldiers have only been deployed to Afghanistan's north, considered more stable than the rest of the country. But there have been requests from other countries and pressure from NATO to lift the political restrictions and send troops south, where they could end up fighting the resurgent Taliban. Despite Germany's long-term plans for its military, Chancellor Angela Merkel has rejected a redeployment, but it's still expected to be on the agenda at NATO's summit in Riga later this month. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.